Tom Cotcher.
The West Sands have forever shifted with the mood of the wind in St Andrew's Bay. Over time, they have redefined this Scottish seaside wasteland into the most famous and important place of golf on earth. The Old Course St Andrews remains the undisputed world heavyweight champion of golf courses. Unbeaten for 600 years, it transcends comparison. A leisurely perambulation around town and the royal and ancient game is always part of the peripheral sight. The shops, taverns and restaurants. Despite appearances, the horse is a timid creature. He lives in constant fear because he's a prey animal. In Bullitt's mind, he's surrounded by predators. The horse's body is designed to minimize his vulnerability. Bullitt has thin legs, so that when he's grazing, he can still see all around him. His long head keeps his eyes well above the grass.
There's enough sperm in one orgasm to populate the whole of North America. Biologically, that'd be difficult even for Rambo, but just in case, for centuries, we've been devising methods to take the risk out of lovemaking. You wouldn't have been embarrassed to show off your Model T Ford or your brand new Macintosh, but a medium-sized Paragon sheath was different. But it was more than just modesty.
So it is fitting that alongside castles, palaces, cathedrals and stately homes should stand as a monument to these great achievements, a ship. Not a warship, not a liner, but instead a very special craft. The last in a line that stretches back to 1660 and the reign of Charles II. Now, for the first time, we are able to enjoy this masterpiece of nautical design and ingenuity. So let us begin our journey around a legend. Welcome to the Royal Yacht, Britannia.